It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Brenda Dieter with the Community Cares Christmas Dinner. This is the ninth annual. It's going to be taking place on Christmas Day at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. This is a great opportunity for everybody to get out. They have different, you know, if you need a ride, if you need a return ride, they can take care of that for you. Deliveries for shut-ins, all kinds of great things going on as far as this is concerned. So, Brenda, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So let's start off with, how did this kind of start and how did it kind of come to be?
I was working down at the food bank, and Mr. Corianis, who is now Price City Mayor, he was over the regional missionaries, and they stopped in the day before Thanksgiving wanting something to do on Thanksgiving. It's like 18-20 missionaries he was bringing into the area. We don't have a kitchen or anything, and I didn't know where to send them, but we talked for a while, and he said, we'll be back on Christmas Day. We want something to do. Went to my boss. They said, we should do a dinner or something. She said, we can't. They can't be involved. Go take it and do. Anyway, there was people coming and delivering turkeys, and I mentioned it to two different guys. I didn't know they worked at the college. And I didn't know they weren't together. They went up and told Terry in the Sun Center. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, we had a meeting on the 8th of December, and we did our first one that year.
And they're always on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. It's, may, you know, people don't want to be alone. You know, we have a lot of the same people from the first year that look forward to this all year long.
And it is. It's a great event. And as you said, nobody should be alone on Christmas. Nobody. And this is just a great way for the community to get together and either help out or take part in it, however you want to do that. And as I said, it's on Christmas Day. It's going to be from 2 to 4. And the one thing that you said is you never have enough volunteers, do you?
Well, we get quite a few volunteers, but they come and join in the fun, and we'll try to find something for them to do. When people come into this dinner, they get seated at their table by volunteers. They get served at their table. Their table gets cleaned up. They get their drinks, everything served to them. They clean their table up, ask them what kind of pie they want. They serve their pie. They just come in and have to sit down and enjoy their meal, enjoy the company that they're with. So, yeah, we can use volunteers.
And the other thing that you guys have done is you try and have some sort of entertainment.
Yep.
And that's what you were saying as well, is if there are any people out there that are entertainers that would be willing to, you know, give a block of time on Christmas Day to go and do this, you need those as well. And you guys always, you said, you always furnish a piano.
Yeah, the piano is set up right in the middle of the room, right in the middle of the tables.
So if there are any entertainers out there, or like you said too, the other thing that you get that will come and do things like this, family groups will come and do this.
Yeah, we've had families, almost every year families have come up and they'll bring their instruments and I'll bring the kids, they all get up there and sing and play, and yeah, the people just love it.
So, once again, this is going to be on Christmas Day from 2 to 4 at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. And the one thing, too, that you've always had is if you are sitting at home and you can't make it or get there, you guys will provide rides for those folks, won't you?
Yes, we'll go get them, we'll take them home, yeah.
So that is available to you as well. And then the other thing is you offer delivery for people that are shut-ins that can't get out of their homes or anything like that. So that's available to them as well.
Yeah, we have several drivers that's been doing it, the same drivers every year since we started. So they have their certain runs that they do. The senior citizens that get Meals on Wheels, they don't get any meals from them on Christmas or during the holidays or anything. So, you know, if you know somebody, we'll give some numbers out here they can call. We'll put them on our list, and they'll get a delivery to their home. East Carbon, Kenilworth, anywhere.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and give those names and numbers out right now. And is this for if they need a ride or for delivery for shut-ins, either way?
Information, rides, food, anything.
Okay.
Okay, so me, Brenda Dieter, 820-8140. And then we have Stephanie Kaw, 820-6631.
So, and that is, like you said, it's a pretty much all over general information. If you have questions about it, if you need a ride, if you're going to need a return ride, if you are looking for someone to kind of bring food to a person that can't get out of their house. And that's the other thing that you said, too, that if someone comes and they know they have a neighbor or something that can't get out, they're more than welcome to take it and take it to them as well, right?
Yeah. Yes, we'll do to-goes or shut-ins. I'm not sure how many shut-ins we did last year. I know the year before we did over 130 shut-ins on Christmas Day.
So once again, this is a great event coming up. It is the Community Cares Christmas Dinner, going to be at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, the campus of USU Eastern, on Christmas Day from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. If you want to come out and volunteer, you're more than welcome to. And if you are a family or a group that might be willing to give a block of time to go and entertain, they're looking for those as well. One more thing, Brenda, what do you got?
Sutherland's donates poinsettias. You can go home with poinsettia. Utah's Christmas Town donates the candy bags. Everybody gets a candy bag. And we have a table set up that the families, kids, whoever can go and decorate cookies and take them home too.
Got plenty of great things for the entire family to do. Brenda, yeah. Thank you so much for doing this and to everybody that helps you do this. And have a Merry Christmas.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.